section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
A live event is announced, John Cena returns, and Kevin Owens goes nuts. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, and we have a couple special guests. We have Dave Pate, Doug Haunt, and Dave Nanigate on the side. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. So, Aaron, there's a live event announced for March. I missed this. What's going on with it?
Yeah, so they announced a live event for March, and it looks like it's going to be in Canada. The question I have for you, Andy, is this a smart move for them to do? It's a March one. And so the last one that we saw, of course, we had the one in July, and that was kind of during a lull period for the WWE. So I think it was kind of a good idea. Do you think this is a mistake to do 4 weeks or so before WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think this might be oversaturating the basically all the events. But is this going to be on a Saturday? Is what I'm curious about. Because if it's on a Saturday, it makes sense because you're testing out. Are we going to change pay-per-views to Saturday? It's like UFC fights. Really?
You didn't know about that?
No, that the Barclays is hosting the last Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania?
Yeah, they announced that as a pre-sale right after Raw.
Unbelievable. I didn't know that. So that's actually really big. Yeah, but Aaron, I'm with this. This is the kind of a puzzling to me that they would do a live event like this, especially right before WrestleMania. Dave, what are your thoughts on that? Having a live event right before WrestleMania?
It's a bad idea. With all the injuries they've been having this year, I really wouldn't do it.
And Doug, your thoughts?
Again, I agree. It is a really bad idea. I mean, there's a reason why you have so many weeks in between the WrestleMania pay-per-view itself and any other pay-per-view. Fastlane is a joke of a pay-per-view. There is no point in putting in another event or big event, storyline-wise or anything else, right before WrestleMania. All your storylines should be from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania. The only storylines should be going are all towards WrestleMania. Nothing to something else. Not Fastlane, not any other special event that just probably will be broadcast on the network. It's silly.
Yeah, it is on a Saturday. It's May 12th. It's a Saturday. And I think the real reason why they're doing this is they're actually testing it out. Because why not test out? Like, if Saturdays are going to work, UFC runs all their fights on Saturday nights.
You said May 12th. You mean March 12th.
I'm sorry, March 12th. My bad. So on March 12th, they're going to run that. But that kind of makes sense because let's say it's at I don't know what time it's going to start. We'll say it's at 6 o'clock. You know, at that time you could watch that. And then some people go out afterwards. So that kind of makes sense. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree with what Dave and Doug had said. So, Andy, let's move on to WWE programming for this week. John Cena made his return to a very, very rowdy Brooklyn crowd. He came out and of course the chants John Cena sucks come on. But he rolled with it and, he came out and it seemed pretty happy to be there. Were you happy to see John Cena back?
Not really. I could care less. I mean, he's back and everyone likes to, they love to hate. And it was just kind of like, oh, there he is. I mean, Dave, what are your thoughts when John Cena came out? Or did you even watch Raw this week?
I watched it real quick this week and I was more thrilled about the fact that the fan threw his shirt back into the ring to him than I was anything else.
I missed that. Oh. That's hilarious.
That's why he said, you got to love Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that the fans are tougher than Sheamus.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Yeah. I guess it is nice to have him come back because that's your big moneymaker. But the ratings didn't show it. He was just there. People were just, he's kind of there. I thought the big thing was the whole thing with Vince McMahon getting, he got arrested. Doug, what were your thoughts on the arresting of Vince McMahon?
You know what? It's bad enough that cops get a bad name. I mean, is this one of those things where it was a good thing just because they are the babyface because everybody cheered him getting arrested and we're trying to support cops? I don't know. But it was silly because it's the same two quote-unquote detectives that come out every Monday night and arrest him. And the security's a joke. They're not real police officers. I mean, I absolutely hate it. And then when it goes into real life,
where the precinct was actually getting phone calls to release Vince McMahon. People, wake up.
Yeah, when I heard it was on TMZ.com, I was like, are you kidding me?
I do want to apologize. I did not mean to call so many times. I offered to post his bail. I just really wanted to see him back on Raw, so I'm really sorry about that.
And I'm surprised Renee Young went all the way over there just to interview Vince. It would have been funnier if they had like TMZ cameras out there, like real paparazzi.
If they would have had any other broadcasting people outside the door instead of
yeah, it would have been
WWE
funny.
All over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WWE, plant.
Hey, I even seen Finn Balor standing there going, for the Scotland news.
And it was Gregory Helms.
Yes.
He was doing his thing.
He was doing the camera.
Yeah. Now, I like the fact how they're going to, you know, Vince is going to ref the next match with Roman Reigns and Sheamus. And this is going to be on live TV. This is, I think, a big deal. But are you just saying that this feud's done then after this?
It has to be. Has to be done.
Does this, like Dave, do you think this is more like Stone Cold versus Vince?
I think it's a joke. I'm sorry, but I really do. Vince should not be back even doing anything with WWE as far as in the ring action. And it just gets old when you have referees out there because they always try to cost the person the you know, championship. And it just gets old.
Yeah. Aaron, what are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Yeah, it's, you know, I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to rekindle something that was very successful in the late 90s with Vince McMahon versus Stone Cold. But it's the same old hat. And, you know, Roman Reigns doesn't have the charisma that Stone Cold has. He doesn't have the anti-authority that Stone Cold had. So you can't expect something like that to go over very well with the fans. And, you know, it's not the same either as CM Punk. You know, I mean, CM Punk, he was a god on the mic, and Roman Reigns is not. And when you have people chanting for Daniel Bryan or CM Punk during your promo, that kind of says something about you.
Yeah, and your thoughts, Doug?
It's absolutely horrible because even though we hope that this will be the end of the feud between Sheamus and Roman Reigns, as much as I hope, because I am going to the Rumble and I would love to see somebody else besides that, this is still going to be the main event at Royal Rumble, besides the actual Royal Rumble match. This is going to be the main event, Sheamus versus Roman Reigns. You're going to see this on every Raw up until the Royal Rumble, and you're giving it away every week. There's no point in watching the Royal Rumble for that match. I mean, you watch it for the Rumble, but there's no reason to watch it for that main event because they're going to face each other four times now in between now and the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, and I keep forgetting that you're going through the Royal Rumble because I kept thinking, I was like, oh, I'm like, Dave and I can come over. But then I was like, oh, wait a minute. We can't because you're going to be there. And then I was like, oh, like, that's awesome. I go, that means we could sit there, watch the, you know, if we want to watch the football games, which we probably won't. But we'll end up watching that. And then I'll be like, where's Doug at? Can he put something up? There's the belt. Oh, my gosh, he actually brought the belt there.
He brought
the $25 belt there. Congratulations on winning the Fantasy Football League, by the way.
Yes.
Now, the other thing I want to discuss is Kevin Owens lost to Neville, like, super fast. And I know they're doing this storyline where he basically beats people up. Was there any... Did it ever cross your mind that Sami Zayn was going to come out, though, Doug?
No, not at this point. I mean, I believe it's a setup for that, maybe. Where if they do what they're commonly doing, like I said, it'll be Neville versus Kevin Owens all the way up until Royal Rumble, where he then faces
Sami Zayn.
No.
Ambrose.
He'll get his rematch for the title. Yes, Ambrose. He'll get the rematch against Ambrose for the title, which I don't want to see the rematch there. I'd rather see that on the main event for the next Raw or something like that, and then have both of those guys in the Rumble, because we've learned, thanks to Daniel Bryan, if you're in a match before the Royal Rumble – and you're a big name, you don't get into the Royal Rumble.
You get booed like Ray did.
Yeah, so Ray's going to come out again, and everybody's going to boo because it's not Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that's true. I think that would be bad.
Do they even have 30 men for the Royal Rumble this year?
Not 30. Good.
Well, they have Zack Ryder, Heath Slater,
Jake the Snake Roberts,
Scott Hall,
DDP.
Like I asked, do they have any...
I don't know what Andre the Giant's doing these days, but he could always make a comeback.
You know what? It's going to be the entire NXT roster as the Royal Rumble entrance.
I wish that
probably be better.
I wish that Enzo and Big Cass would actually get called up
as one. They are one entrance.
Yeah, they're one entrance.
Enzo is going to ride Big Cass into the match.
So, Aaron, what did you think about that?
I don't know if it was necessarily a smart move. They've really been helping Kevin Owens out and really pushing him as a mega heel. And him getting a loss to Neville, it's not like it's a terrible loss, but I don't know if it's necessarily the best thing to do, because you do want to try to protect Owens as much as possible. Obviously, the rumors about him facing Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. If that's the case, you don't want him losing to Neville, 3 months before, because fans will remember that type of stuff. So I don't think it's necessarily the smartest move if he's going to face Lesnar. If not, then I'm still kind of lukewarm on it. But Andy, we got a couple guests with us. Dave Pate, who, longtime listener, longtime friend of the show. Dave, this year within WWE, was there anything that you really liked, and was there anything that you really, really hated for 2015?
Well, I'm very tired of the authority. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about them. I don't want them to be back anymore, but I'm glad they finally gave Roman Reigns a chance.
So are you a Roman Reigns fan then?
I wouldn't say I'm a Roman Reigns fan. I wouldn't even say I'm really a fan of anybody these days. It's just when you see good wrestling, and recently you don't see good wrestling.
And You like what they've done with Roman Reigns. It sounds like you really dislike the authority. What were your thoughts on how they used Rollins and Ambrose this year?
Rollins, he won every match by cheating or whatnot. And Ambrose, I'm glad they're pushing him too. They need something to spark that industry, because that industry really isn't clicking right now.
Are there any up-and-comers that you see that you kind of have an eye on that you think could be really big breakout stars?
I don't watch NXT because I don't get NXT, but I would really love to see Samoa Joe up on there in the roster. He deserves to be there. He's been in the business for so long. They need to start pushing maybe some of these younger guys that are actually succeeding in NXT up.
Okay. And then, Doug, how about you? I know you've been on the show a few times this year. What has been the best part about 2015, and what's been the worst part for wrestling?
The worst part has been recent writing and giving Roman Reigns the title. I don't know. I can't get behind him as a champion. There's so many other talents that have great potential and could be given great storylines to build themselves up. Maybe it is a little too early still for Kevin Owens, but some of these other people that just deserve titles, that can talk on the mic, do wrestling moves, put on a great match, and just perform. And they get the crowds behind them. They get the crowds excited to see them. As for something that has been exciting this year, it's just, I hate to say it, I've been to several pay-per-views actually even this year, and I'm not happy with where it's going.
Okay, Andy, same question to you.
I guess the positive thing for me is that just being able to watch all the network shows, I think they've done a really good job, especially with Breaking Ground. I think that one's been great. The network itself has just been really good this year. That's kind of where it stops. I feel bad for Dave. Dave doesn't have high-speed internet where he lives, so he can't watch the network, but he would be like, wow, the network's really good, but Raw stinks. And that's kind of what I'm at right now. I mean, NXT... it stinks because this week and next week, it's basically a best of. And I'm kind of upset about it because I am upset about it because that's the best thing going on right now. And I really think that should be on TV. If one thing that they should do is actually put that on USA or put that on Sci-Fi, put it somewhere so everyone can see it, or just put the network on DirecTV or Dish Network, just put it on there so everyone can get it. But yeah. The best thing is the network. I think the worst thing is basically there's too much live TV. And Aaron, so what are your thoughts this year? What was the best? What was the worst?
As far as the worst goes, I really think that Roman Reigns push, the way that they have pushed him, was probably the worst. I'm I am not as in agreement with Doug. I think that him having the title isn't as bad. I'm glad that they finally have just given it to him. You know, I don't want to see this drawn out, because that's what my what I was afraid, that they were going to wait till WrestleMania and then he was going to finally win it there. And it was going to be this big moment that realistically no one's going to care about. So I'm actually I think it's better to have him with it now. But best thing, I really like what they did at WrestleMania last year, you know, giving Rollins the title, you know, doing what they did, which was such a swerve that really elevated that event, because that main event was actually a good main event. And then add Rollins in there the way they did. Oh, man. I mean, like, edge of the seat. Like, that was a moment that I'm going to remember. And I really hope that when we go to WrestleMania this year, that they have a moment like that, that we can talk about for decades, about how we were there at WrestleMania, you know, and this happened and that happened. And I really hope that that happens this year, this coming year. But yeah, I mean, as far as it goes, you know, those are probably the things that I really liked and did not like for this year.
All right. One thing I did like was our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster? Or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click surface control for the free site builder, hands on the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on itemsfromwshop.com. By the way, Aaron, that coupon probably expired by now. I don't think you used it.
I did. Dang it.
Oh, Aaron, let's talk predictions for this year.
Yes. So, something we've been doing ever since we started the show, we have done our predictions for the following year. And these are kind of fun, but at the same time, you know, can be a little serious. And it sounds like we are probably going to be retiring this segment, but we do want to find out how we did for the previous year. So, Doug and Dave, you can give your reactions for how we did for our predictions. Andy, do you want to go back and forth, or do you want to do all of ours at once?
We should probably go back and forth.
All right. So my prediction, and I actually need the audience to decide if this is correct. So I had down CM Punk's MMA career falters. Now, CM Punk didn't wrestle, or he didn't compete this year. So, Doug, would you say that his MMA career faltered?
I'm actually going to say no, not yet, at least. Because even though he hasn't wrestled, when I went to C2E2 and he was there and listening to the people talk to him and ask him questions and everything, everybody's still hyped about him going to UFC, and everybody's still wondering who's he going to face and when is he going to wrestle. So the hype is still there. So it hasn't faltered yet. Wait until he actually wrestles, and then we'll see what happens for the next one.
And you mean perform, or I don't know, what would you call it? Like, because it's not wrestling.
Fighting.
So when he fights, yeah. Yeah, I know. All right. And then Andy's first prediction, CM Punk wins his first UFC match. So that one, unfortunately, didn't happen.
Well, he hasn't lost next,
Dave. Your thoughts? Was I right?
He has not fought yet, so no, yeah. He has not lost.
Andy, you should have put down he does not lose. He finishes the year without a loss is what you should have done. Now, the next one I had was this was a long shot, but I had the U.S. and the IC titles unified. Obviously, that did not happen. And Andy, your prediction was that the Total Divas would be canceled.
Wow, you're both wrong.
What should have happened and what should have happened
did not happen.
All right, go ahead. What's
so, yeah,
next?
Both those things should have happened. Yeah. ROH increases their viewership. And they actually did, because they went to Destination America, which was quite a surprise. And then now they are on Comet TV. So that one I actually did get correct, my first one. And then, Andy, you had RVD goes back to TNA. And I don't believe he did wrestle on TNA this year, did he? I don't believe he did.
Let's just say he did.
No, so both. So, no, Andy, unfortunately, you were 0-3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. My next prediction was that GFW launches successfully.
All right, Dave, your thoughts?
It was short-lived, wasn't it?
It did not launch successfully, that's for sure. Andy, your prediction, EC3 wins a world title.
He was correct.
Yeah. Wait, did we go to Dreamway this year or was it last year?
Last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
We need to go.
But anyway, EC3 wins world title. So congratulations, Andy.
Woohoo! We got one.
I had a softball here. Fastlane is a major disappointment.
Oh, come on.
It was a prediction. It was a prediction. Andy, yours was TNA on Destination America works in Destination America's favor. So did it work in Destination America's favor?
No.
I mean, it kind of did because they got a lot of viewers from it, didn't they?
Maybe. In the middle?
That's kind of a toss-up, isn't it?
That is a toss-up just because they were there and they were successful there.
Push. Go to the next one.
I would give that one to you, Andy. I would give that
all
one
right,
to you.
All right, all right.
This was another softball here on my part. Roman Reigns continues to disappoint Marks.
Well, I think that's
very true.
Okay, next.
And then, Andy, yours was WWE Network hits 1.8 million subscribers worldwide.
It's at 1.2 and 1.3, so.
It is currently, as opposed from their last quarterly review, 1.233 million worldwide. So you were off by just a couple, but you know, honestly, that very bold prediction there from you. Yep. TNA on Destination America is a flop.
Who said that?
Ooh.
That's what I said. I don't know.
I don't think it's a flop. I mean, it did get viewers. It just didn't stay on Destination America.
I'll give it to you.
I say push.
Yeah. Another push.
All right, so I'll give myself a half for that one, a half full. All right, and then Andy, for you, Tough Enough returns to WWE Network, which it actually did.
Yes, because
we had Tough Talk on there. So yes! I mean, that honestly was kind of a very bold prediction that you had. WWE Network does not go above 1 million subscribers. In the U.S.
That was yours.
And guess what? I pulled the numbers because I was curious about it. It was 1.233 million worldwide, right?
Uh-huh.
243,000 were international.
Oh, my gosh.
By 10,000. So 990,000 people are subscribed to the
US. I
want
to recount.
That's from there. So I surprisingly enough got that one right.
All right.
Andy, let's see here. WWE Network becomes a channel in the US and unfortunately did not. I got this one right, and I got this one right by a long shot. WWE ratings continue to dwindle. And I mean it fell hard.
Yeah,
so.
You're right. You're right. You got that.
Andy, Daniel Bryan wins the Royal Rumble. Did not happen.
Nah.
My prediction, Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble. That one did happen.
Nah.
We both predicted the Money in the Bank. I predicted Dean Ambrose. You predicted Rusev. Obviously, neither happened. And then, Andy, your final one. TNA removes Impact Wrestling.
Yep.
And that one did not happen. So
that didn't happen. Darn it.
To tally up the total here, we have, Andy, you got 3 correct. And I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.5. So let's just say 6.
Man.
So I got 6 of them on mine.
15% isn't bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad, Andy.
I always like this segment because it's always interesting to see what happens. And, you know, 6 years we've had this segment, so it's always nice to talk about that.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy to see, you know, some of the things that we talked about and predicted that might happen. You know, just some fun ones and some crazy ones, too. Andy, any big predictions for next year off the top of your head?
I got one, but I'm afraid to say it.
Dude, just say it. Just say it.
WrestleMania is a flop.
Oh. Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen. Doug, any predictions from you?
Dean Ambrose wins Money in the Bank.
Oh. And Dave, anything from you?
The Divas division outshines the men's.
Mm.
Not so bold. Oh, no, I'm just joking.
That's actually, you know what? That could happen in all seriousness.
It already is.
Well, the women's division is
NXT. Yes,
the NXT women's division is, and there's a that could happen actually. Yeah, that's a good bold prediction. We'll have to talk about that in December, next December. Gosh,
and mine, Finn Balor finally comes to the main roster and is super over.
That's what? A softball.
Yeah, come on.
That's no, because it's not a guarantee yet. Fine.
Come on.
Okay, Brock Lesnar wins the Royal Rumble.
That's a softball.
Go with
WrestleMania is good.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
That one is a definite toss up.
I'm just afraid that my phone's gonna die because I'm watching all the pre-show and you guys are gonna be like, "We're here. Stop watching the pre-show." So
I'll actually be a little disappointed if they don't put the pre-show up on the 2,000-inch TV or whatever that is.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, there's Renee Young. Oh, look, it's R-Truth. What is he doing there? But anyways, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AltheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and ending the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for David Pate, Doug Hahn, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.